Hey there. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, unable to move forward in life? Or maybe you've been through a traumatic event that's left you emotionally drained and unable to cope? If so, then this month's self-help book recommendation might be just what you need to help you shift on some level. Join me as I share a powerful tool for changing circumstances, feelings, and beliefs in your life that don't serve you. A self-help book that's been calibrated above 200 on Dr. David R. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness. That's the topic of this episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness called Shifting Your Way of Being with Opening Up by Writing It Down. High vibe book recommendation. But hold on there, cowboys and cowgirls. Stick around until the end of the podcast to find out which popular self-help book you should avoid. This may surprise you. So grab a cup of tea and get ready to expand your mind and discover new ways to improve your overall well-being. But before I get into today's tool and topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these influential self-help books, which have been calibrated above 200 on the map of consciousness, is to introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers, best-selling authors, celebrated agents of change, and content that can help you shift on some level, whether that be emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual. And today is no exception. And as a reminder, Albert Einstein has been famously quoted as saying, "You can't solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it." And you certainly can't solve a problem from a low level of consciousness, like the book I recommend you avoid that I share at the end of today's podcast. So let's get started. So this month's high vibe self-help book recommendation is called Opening Up by Writing It Down, by James W. Pennebaker and Joshua M. Smythe, both PhDs. And this is only available, I guess there was a textbook, but it looked like it's a free audio file on Amazon. So if you're a podcast listener, you'll appreciate the free audio file that I discovered over on Amazon. So according to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, this book has an all-dimensions calibration of 270 on the map of consciousness. Now, this is the energy calibration of the content of the book, not the authors. And it has a 4.5 star rating on Amazon and Goodreads.com. Now, the book, the energy of the book is a 270 calibration, and I'm going to share other things that are the similar energy. But in essence, what's going on with the book is it's introducing you to the notion of therapeutic journaling. And I found a calibration for therapeutic journaling on consciousnesscalibrations.com as well. And what it is an internal process of using the written word to express the full range of emotions, reactions, and perceptions that we have related to difficult, upsetting, or traumatic life events. So the energy of therapeutic journaling is an all-dimensions calibration of 300 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 300th power. And what's interesting about this energy is that it's the energy of normal, balanced, and sane. So if you have some area in your life that is not normal, balanced, and sane, therapeutic journaling is the same energy that's going to get you to normal, balanced, and sane. Just saying. though, and again, the content of the book is different at 270 because it's the content is different than the actual the effect of therapeutic journaling. It's a different thing. So it's not better than, it's just different. And this is a great thing I came across today that really got me thinking and understanding calibrations better. And what Brian Gibbs, who's the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, he does all the calibrations. He understands this stuff. He's been doing it over, I think, close to 9 years, if not more, by now. So he's in the groove. He doesn't have to think about anything. He just does the calibrations because he's always in the context of the scale. So there's a context to everything that he does. So what's interesting is there's a calibration for the effect of therapeutic journaling. So what's the energy of therapeutic journaling? It's the energy of 300, and the effect is to align you with the energy of normal, balanced, and sane, essentially. So it's an effect. Doing therapeutic journaling creates an effect on you. That's the energy of 300. Now, as opposed to what's the calibration of a motivation. So this is where I'm starting to better understand Brian's all dimensions calibration, when he brings it all together, like what's the motivation, what's the effect, what's, you know, whatever. So motivation is different than effect. So the motivation of keeping a diary or journal is the energy of 350, or 10 to the 350th power. It's a different energy. And the effect of keeping a diary or journal is likely a 300 energy. It's like bringing you into balance and sanity and normalcy. And apparently the motivation energy of keeping a diary or journal at 350 is the energy of the significance of daily reflection. So there's a lot of calibrations going on here today, but this is really good to put things into context for you and make things relative to other things. But again, you know, I did a whole episode on higher doesn't mean better, except for when you're looking at below 200, like 200 is not going to help you. It's destructive, downward pulling, negatively oriented energy. So 200 and above could be said to be better if your intention is to be inspired, creative, constructive, upward lifting, right? There's a difference. So, all right. So let's get back to putting today's book, The Energy of 270, into further context. And I know if you're a frequent listener, you know that I like to share other things in the same energy field. What other things are swimming around in this pool of consciousness that if you give your attention to it, you're going to start attracting this energy into your experience. So 270 is a positively oriented pool of energy worth attracting, worth considering, worth adding to your list of things, you know, list of rules to live by. Like maybe this year you have an issue in your life you just want to bring into a normal, sane, and balanced way of being, right? You want to be normal, sane, and balanced about some particular issue in your life. This therapeutic journaling can bring you there, and this could be one of your top rules to live by right now, right? That dynamic list that can change as things shift for you. You change your list and you give it yourself a different interest or focus on something. Okay, so according to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, other things in this energy field, the energy field of 270, are, first of all, wind chimes. Who doesn't love the sound of wind chimes while you're lying out in a, you know, hammock or sitting on the beach or near a porch that has a wind chime on it? Oh my God, that feels so good to me. That's a 270 energy feel. That's what it feels. That's the energy of what you're feeling. Super interesting to consider. There's also something called coherence healing. And I really want you to listen to this because it's related to what we're talking about. It's related to giving your attention to some content, like the book I'm recommending, versus, really importantly, not giving your attention to some low-vibe book that I'm going to share at the end, which many of us do. We give our attention to books by famous and renowned teachers or supposed experts, and the content of what they're sharing is low vibe. That's not ideal. And listen to the definition of coherence healing, because it's going to speak to you why that is true. So coherence healing, which is essentially saying, be selective in what you watch, read, hear, and listen to when it comes to taking in external information. Eventually, this information will become your truth. You do not want lower consciousness to become your truth, because it's going to feel true to you. It's not going to be helpful to you in the long run, and you're going to be stuck with this glass ceiling over your head that you can't break through because your truth is stuck in lower consciousness. Just saying. I've interacted with a lot of people. Many young people like to speak about their truth, which is not to disparage anyone. It just depends on what their perspective is, what level of consciousness are they coming from. And you can pick it up by what their truth is. Like, okay, you're putting your attention on sentimentality, which, believe it or not, is a low vibe. It's a lower consciousness energy field. You don't want to get stuck in that. That's a victimhood energy. Anything below 200 is the energy of some form of victimhood, which we all love to play the victim in some area of our lives, but do we really want to get stuck there? I don't think so, because you're swimming in a pool that's going to attract more sharks into the tank, so to speak. Okay, so another energy of 270 is your calling, or, as the Google Dictionary describes it, a strong urge towards a particular way of life or career. So the energy of feeling your calling is a 270 energy, which is positively oriented, constructive, and upward lifting. Pay attention to that. And as I'm reading this, I'm paying attention to that in my own life. What do I feel a strong urge towards, a particular way of being? And I'm noticing that in my life right now, because I keep being drawn into what I'm doing. Even though I get distracted, I keep being brought back and focused like a magnet on what I'm currently doing. So this overall energy of having a calling is 270, though it can there can be a range of 205 to 300, depending on your own level of consciousness or perspective on this particular issue. It's also at 270 is the level of humility, which is having humility is a power play in consciousness. And I'm still working with that when I understand it, because it's proven to be of higher consciousness. But what does that mean for me? How do I behave in the world with humility and acceptance of others type of thing, and letting go of thinking you know it all? Because guess what? Dr. Hawkins, who is of the highest consciousness, brilliant physician, came into this world like, I think at 460, which is the energy of excellence and science and mastery. You know, he says over and over again, we know nothing, right? Stop thinking you know anything and have humility about everything and everyone, and things will go your way much more smoothly. All right, so let's get to the description of the book. Again, the book is called Opening Up by Writing It Down by James W. Pennebaker and Joshua M. Smythe, S-M-Y-T-H. They're both PhDs. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. So here's his description. Expressing painful emotions is hard, yet it can actually improve our mental and physical health. This is true. I experience it all the time. You shouldn't have to be convinced of it, right? Not to say that you have to express pain and emotions and project them all over somebody else. That's not what they're saying. This is internal, like, processing. Okay, this lucid, compassionate audiobook has introduced tens of thousands of listeners to expressive writing, a simple yet powerful self-help technique grounded in scientific research. Leading experts James W. Pennebaker and Joshua M. Smythe describe how taking just a few minutes to write about deeply felt personal experiences or problems may help you heal old emotional wounds, feel a greater sense of well-being, decrease stress, improve relationships, boost your immune system. Vivid stories and examples yield compelling insights into secrets, self-disclosure, and the hidden price of silence. This third edition incorporates findings from hundreds of recent studies and includes practical exercises to help you try expressive writing for yourself. It features extensive new information on specific health benefits, as well as when the approach may not be helpful. That's good to know. You may not be ready for the approach due to whatever it may be that they have found. I have found journaling, everything that they're speaking about here, I have partaked in my own way and have had tremendous results to remove any sort of emotional block, let go of trauma, stuck energy, which, you know, we talk about this in our emotion code, body code, and belief code sessions that I've had with Linda Armstrong and shared with you on this podcast. I have had tremendous success in journal expressing, in writing down and journaling. Journaling opens up the energy of the heart, which is a total power play in consciousness. An open heart is the heart chakra is like a 500 energy field. You don't want you, that would be a great thing to have available to you on a daily basis as opposed to have it shut down and blocked. Okay, so this opening up by writing it down is wonderfully narrated by Douglas James and comes with a downloadable PDF which includes all writing exercises contained in the book. That's a well worth one. If you're a self-help junkie in a good way, this is a great one. And if you have any sort of stuck emotional trauma, beliefs, feelings that you have been unable to get out, you don't have to go to a therapist to do it. You can start with the book and then get therapy and help if once you remove the blocks to getting therapy. We can all have blocks to getting help, but this is like a way to get self-help so that you can start moving, you know, moving the beaver dam in different directions so the river can start flowing through, tributaries can start opening up in your life. Okay, so that's it for this month's self-help book recommendation. Now, I promised I'd start sharing popular self-help books I recommend you avoid. And this is not to disparage the author, but to make you aware of what you're giving your attention to and buying into self-help gurus you assume you can trust due to their celebrity. Okay, this is a huge problem. You do not want to give, this is what I'm talking about coherence healing, right? Go back to coherence healing. Is if you're reading a self-help book like the one I'm going to share with you today, and you buy into it, you are essentially creating a new truth for yourself, right? It will become your truth, even though the content of the book holds no truth or power in it to help you. It's by nature and calibration negatively oriented, downward pulling, and destructive, whether you believe it or not. And the ego likes to think it's right, and it wants to follow popular gurus because they got a million followers on Facebook or Instagram or blah, blah, you know, whatever. Again, that it's all marketing is what it is. It's a marketing engine, not a self-help, a true self-help engine. It's a self-promotion thing. The energy of it, you know, some of it for sure. Okay, so the book that I recommend you not read, and I know a lot of people have read it and liked it, and it's got over 10,000 four and a half star reviews on Amazon, close to 11,000 four and a half star reviews on Amazon. But guess what? It doesn't have the energy to help you. It has the energy to keep you stuck, resentful, and disappointed. Okay. So the book is The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. It calibrates at 185 on the map of consciousness. And other things that are swimming around in this energy pool of consciousness are seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses, which is essentially the energy of delusional. This interesting thing that's out there called girl boss. And what girl boss is, according to Wikipedia, and now I didn't really know what it is, but I've seen pictures of, you know, photographs with women that have girl boss across their chests on a t-shirt or, you know, pumping their chest like a gorilla, like I'm a girl boss. It's very egotistical, arrogant type of thing. So the Wikipedia word is girl boss is a neologism, which denotes a woman whose success is defined in opposition to the masculine business world in which she swims upstream. So it's kind of an anti-male position, which is negatively oriented by nature, right? It's a me against them. It's a polarization. It's a total victimhood energy. And I'm like so done with victimhood, even though I still am swimming around in victimhood and some things. This one I don't need to buy into, and I don't need to buy into hating half of the world, right? Men and women alike are suffering all over the world. We all are equally suffering in different ways. So to disparage men and to be against men is foolish. It's just going to bring you, keep you stuck in victimhood because you're not victim to a man. You're not victim to anyone but what you hold in mind. Okay, now, interestingly enough, if you want to read this book, The Universe Has Your Back, it's going to keep you, you're going to be swimming around in the same energy as low self-esteem, which calibrates at 185. Now again, this is not to disparage the author, but to make you aware that not all popular self-help gurus are helpful. They keep you stuck in lower consciousness attractor fields, which by nature are downward pulling, negatively oriented, destructive. And what I've read from Brian Gibbs over at Consciousness Calibrations is that these many of these books give you what he calls an egotistical energy boost. It's not a true power energy boost. It's a boost of the ego. And ego boosts are not sustainable because they hold no power or truth from which to build a foundation. It's like trying to build a foundation against the tide on the beach, right? It's going to keep getting washed away. If you're going to keep trying to put it up there, it's going to keep getting washed away. There's no power to hold that foundation in place. There is no foundation for it. And based on my understanding of consciousness and the distribution of consciousness throughout the world, which if you listen to my latest podcast, I introduced you to the distribution of consciousness throughout the world. And based on this, I think it's fair to say that at least 50%, if not more likely 75%, of self-help books and popular gurus calibrate below 200 like this one do. And again, you wouldn't know any better in the absence of understanding consciousness and what's really going on, letting go of the juice of the ego. The juice of the ego dominates this world right now in general, unfortunately. So you just gotta beware, because do you want the universe, everything that's spoken about in the universe, have your back, become your truth? If you do, then you're going to attract stuff, disappointment, anger, resentment, bitterness, all kinds of this stuff into your experience, which is fine if this is what your spirit came here to experience and transcend. Like, don't beat yourself up over liking this book, but I'm just saying, you got to take a closer look and understand what you're dealing with, right? It's like putting your hand on a hot stove. You got to learn, okay, how do you feel? And people could feel a boost. If you're feeling a boost from this book, know that it's an ego boost. That's it. It's not sustainable, because you haven't stepped into courage on whatever it is you're trying to resolve, and you're living in some delusional universe that holds no truth, right? Some la-la land. It's like woo-woo new ageism, right? It's that type of stuff that holds no truth, reason, or rationality. Okay, so that's it for this month's high vibe book recommendation and low vibe self-help book example to avoid. I hope you found this episode enlightening. I will see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.